on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Yeah. It's a very Maryland radio segment that we came up with almost 6 years ago. We said we'd do it for one summer, and damn it, another summer is upon us. And we're still doing it. Jess, what is this?
To Bay or Not to Bay is a Maryland-themed taste test segment where we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put it on, just because when we moved here six years ago, everyone said that you can put it on everything, which you can't. You cannot put it on everything, but you can put it on a lot of fun, random stuff that you probably wouldn't think to try yourself unless you listened to us basically try things out every week.
Yeah, we don't recommend actually doing any of these yourself, but you could. If you ever have after we tried it.
If it turns out well, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So, what are we doing this week?
This is a push pop? Well, what is this?
So, Charlie, you want to explain how we actually got here?
I'd love to. Yeah. So, today is National Grape Popsicle Day, and that there is a grape popsicle push-up pop.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Wait, is this like Flintstones, like throwback
kind of vibe? Yes, like you have as a kid.
It's a Whole Foods version.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah, I ran late last night. It's all they had Whole Foods, so that's what you get.
What does this look like? It looks like a toothpaste tube.
Yeah, so that's what you get. That's what we're going to try. Is Old Bay, does it make it better if we were to put Old Bay onto a grape popsicle? Maybe. I mean, it's got potential. Do you want to...
Is it like icy?
You'll have to tell us. It looked potentially good. You know, the store version of anything, it's not going to be like your Flintstones. The Flintstones probably would have been better, but again, limited on time last night, people. What do you want?
That tastes pretty good.
Pretty good, right? It's just,
it kind of tasted like if your popsicle would have melted and then you put it in the freezer.
Well, I think it probably did melt
so
a little bit.
So it's not like frozen. It's kind of mushy.
I've transported a couple times here and there.
Oh, okay.
Left it out last night for a few minutes. It's probably melted and refroze a couple times.
Flavor not bad. Honest. It kind of tastes like the Purple Jolly Rancher, but like not as like sugary.
Okay, fair enough. So let's try this. Does it make it better? We're doing a grape popsicle with Old Bay. Does it make it better? We're Jessica Dutra with her talents here.
Oh, no. That just got Old Bay. That did not. I got zero purple. I got zero purple popsicle.
It's grape.
Sorry.
She said purple like it's a flavor.
It's same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, let me do that again because the first time.
Yeah, can you push it up like a real adult? Like you're doing like you're a kid over there. You can push it.
Because it's melty and mushy, that if I do it too much, it's going to spill.
Okay, fair enough.
So, yeah. Excuse me for, you know, just trying my best.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Wait, why is that good?
Is it good?
I don't know why that's good.
Tell us.
So it's salty and sweet, and the flavors actually complement each other.
Okay.
To where that's actually enjoyable. And I'm kind of confused because I was expecting it to be gross because I just didn't think that like grape flavor and then the spiciness of Old Bay would make sense. But that's actually very good.
Is it giving like...
I'm just kind of confused because I can't tell you what it tastes like.
Is it giving like margarita? You know, like you wouldn't think...
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going off the dome here.
No, I guess so. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
If you have like tahini on the rim of your margarita.
You know what I'm saying? So
that actually...
Hey.
That actually works out.
Old Bay Grape Popsicle.
Surprisingly, definitely to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.